Chapter 1. Acknowledge. Do you take time to acknowledge your accomplishments every day? Do you appreciate all the things you've already accomplished in your life? Building motivation requires you to acknowledge yourself and all the wonderful things you've done and are continuing to do. The more you perceive yourself as a success, the better you will feel, and the more likely you are to achieve even more great things moving forward. When you feel proud about yourself, you'll develop the confidence and motivation to progress. Yet, how often do people blame themselves for their shortcomings instead of focusing on their strengths and accomplishments? The truth is, there will always be people in the world who are smarter, richer, or better looking than you. There will always be people who accomplish more than you. And if you focus on what you lack, you will never feel as though you are enough. So why not focus on all the things you have going for you instead? In the previous part, we discussed how completion builds momentum and how it can make you feel better about yourself in the short term. However, unless you take the time to capture and acknowledge your accomplishments, they'll soon be forgotten, and you'll find yourself like that poor hamster in his wheel who is forever running, but never reaching the end, never feeling satisfied. Acknowledgement is the conscious process of storing your accomplishments in your mind so you can revisit them at will. It entails pausing for a few seconds to capture mental pictures of the positive moments in your life, a similar process to what you do when you take real photos. When you choose to celebrate each of your accomplishments, you start building a library of great memories that serve as positive reinforcement. Some people naturally acknowledge their accomplishments, while others never take the time to do so. Fortunately, this is a skill you can learn. One of my friends is hugely gifted at expressing gratitude for all the little things in life. Whenever I talk to him, I always end up feeling much better. He never fails to make me realize all the things I've already accomplished in my life. After meeting him, I always feel the need to give myself much more credit. The bottom line is, you can either choose to look at your accomplishments as no big deal, or you can see them as worth acknowledging. Neither is wrong per se, but one will make you feel good, while the other will make you feel like nothing you ever do is a big deal. Okay, now let's see what you can do to start acknowledging all the great things you've accomplished in your life so far. A. Complete 3 tasks. Acknowledge your daily accomplishments. Are you guilty of creating a long daily to-do list you never manage to complete by the end of the day? Now, how does that make you feel? Does it help you feel good about yourself? Too often, we have unrealistic expectations of what we can achieve, and when we fail to meet them, it makes us feel as though we aren't good enough. However, in truth, feeling good about yourself has a lot more to do with the way you choose to perceive yourself than with reality. You can accomplish a great deal and still feel as though you're not making much progress. Conversely, you can complete only a few tasks and feel wonderful at the end of the day. It all depends on how you choose to view your accomplishments. Instead of creating a long to-do list, I encourage you to choose only 3 things you'd like to accomplish today. Below are a few tips to help you identify these 3 tasks. A. They should be attainable. The idea is to generate positive reinforcement by completing tasks consistently. As you accumulate small wins, you'll feel more motivated and your self-esteem will grow. Therefore, you need to make sure you select 3 tasks you know you're able to complete today. B. They should be within your control. Your tasks should be framed in such a way that you have control over them. To give you an example, my goal this year was to write 8 books and to sell 10,000 books at full price. The first goal is up to me, while the second is only partially within my control. I call the first a process goal and the second one a result goal. Both types of goals are important, but in this instance, we want to focus on the process goals over which you have full control. Thus, when you write down your 3 daily tasks, make sure you formulate them in a way that gives you 100% control over their completion. C. Your tasks should be moving you forward on at least one of your major goals. They should give you a sense of real accomplishment. Again, I encourage you to start small. The point is not to beat yourself up because you fail to complete your 3 daily tasks, but to build a habit of accumulating small wins. Every day for the next 2 weeks, decide on 3 tasks you know you can achieve during your day. Then, achieve them consistently. celebrating your small wins. You want to build the habit of celebrating your daily wins. With 3 small wins every day, imagine how many wins you'll have accumulated over a year. And imagine how much better you'll feel about yourself. Therefore, make sure you take a moment to celebrate each time you finish one of your 3 daily tasks. The celebration process can be as simple as crossing off the completed task from your list and saying to yourself, "Good job." Such acknowledgement repeated over and over will serve as positive reinforcement. The idea behind this is to build the habit of acknowledging your accomplishments rather than brushing them away as no big deal. If you want to give yourself a reward, you can do so, but make sure the reward is proportionate. No need to do anything big, unless you accomplish something really significant, of course. Also, at the end of your day, take a moment to acknowledge yourself for having completed your 3 tasks. What gets rewarded gets repeated. Treat yourself, whether it is by watching an episode of your favorite TV show or by reading your favorite book. Remember to start small. The key is to accumulate small wins to help you build momentum over time. Small victories add up and make a big difference in the long run. Use the carrot, not the stick, by encouraging yourself instead of beating yourself up. As the author and founder of Hay House Publishing, Louise Hay, put it, "Remember, you have been criticizing yourself for years and it hasn't worked. Try approving of yourself and see what happens." Exercise. Celebrate your small wins. Write down 3 tasks you want to complete today, finish them, and celebrate your success. Repeat the process every day until it becomes a habit. Be proud of yourself. How often do you take the time to pat yourself on the back and say, "I'm proud of you"? If you're like most people, probably not that often. It's a sad thing that we criticize ourselves each time we do something wrong, but seldom congratulate ourselves when we do things well. The truth is, most of the things you do during the day, you do them correctly. People with a healthy self-esteem aren't necessarily the ones who are successful in the eyes of society. Often, they are normal people living a normal life. What differentiates them from others are the things they focus on and the way they talk to themselves. They focus their attention on what they're doing well and continuously encourage themselves. They understand that making mistakes is normal, and they don't expect to get things right the first time or all the time. They know they will improve over time. When they don't know how to do something, they aren't ashamed of asking for help. On the other hand, people who feel inadequate often live in the fear of being unmasked. They focus on what they're doing wrong and are afraid people will think they're imposters. As a result, they may be reluctant to ask for help, believing they should know everything. When they don't, they assume something is wrong with them. The truth is that most of us have many things we suck at. We may be bad at cooking, driving, or making speeches. Yet, this doesn't mean we can't be proud of ourselves, and it certainly doesn't mean we should avoid asking for help. It's better to admit we don't know how to do something than to hide our incompetence and suffer in silence for weeks or months as a result. To boost your self-esteem, I encourage you to ask yourself the following questions every day before going to bed. What are 3 things I'm proud of today? Or, what do I want to acknowledge myself for today? Now, don't imagine your answers need to be anything big. In fact, it is better to come up with something small, so long as it is specific. This will be more effective in improving your self-esteem. Some examples are waking up on time, completing, insert your task here, eating a healthy breakfast, exercising, being kind to myself, as opposed to beating myself up, reading something educational, doing an act of kindness to someone, etc. So, what are you proud of today? From time to time, say to yourself, "I'm proud of you." It doesn't cost anything, and you really do deserve it. Exercise. Be proud of yourself. Find something you're proud of and acknowledge yourself for this right now. Say to yourself, "I'm proud of you for," insert what makes you proud of yourself. Then, before going to bed, think of 3 things you're proud of having done that day. C. Right action versus right result. Do you often celebrate your results? Wonderful. Now, what happens when you keep trying but never achieve the results you're after? Well, you likely feel bad about yourself. The truth is that we cannot always achieve the results we want. Sometimes we do everything correctly, but due to circumstances outside our control, we fail to achieve the results we were hoping for. On the other hand, sometimes we achieve good results while doing things wrong. For instance, let's say you're in sales and you need to cold call people. You follow the script, do everything right, but are still rejected. Now you call another prospect. Keep making mistakes, but sell a contract. Time to celebrate, right? Or is it? In fact, I believe it makes more sense to reward yourself for having done the right things in the first call than for having done everything wrong in the second call. This is because taking the correct action is critical to achieving your goals. Now, what is a right action? A right action is one you have 100% control over, and that, when repeated over and over, leads to the desired outcome. While you cannot be sure you'll achieve the results you're after, you can always choose your right action. And you can keep repeating that action consistently, regardless of external factors. Think of it as your most effective action. Rewarding yourself for taking the right actions. You should reward yourself for the actions you choose to take, not for the results you obtain. The more you reward yourself for taking the most effective actions, the more motivated you'll be to take the same actions in the future. Let me give you another example related to the previous one. Imagine you're absolutely terrified of cold calling people. You can either put pressure on yourself, hoping the call will go well, or you can focus on taking the right action, picking up the phone and calling a number. Making a sale is largely irrelevant at this point, because if you can't force yourself to make the call, you can't generate sales anyway. Now, let's say you're scared of public speaking. What would be the right action for you? Perhaps it would be standing in front of people and saying a few words. Alternatively, it might be recording a video or hosting a Facebook Live. Again, you want to build momentum, and taking the right action for you is all you need to do. As you repeatedly do so and congratulate yourself for it, you will feel motivated to move forward. Remember, doing anything outside your comfort zone is a massive step forward and is often the beginning of something exciting. Never punish yourself for doing anything uncomfortable or scary, even if the result is a disaster. Whenever you challenge yourself, you're doing really well, regardless of what anybody else might say. So, encourage yourself, because you truly deserve it. Take the right actions and forget about the results for now, and you'll be surprised by how much momentum you can generate. Below are some additional examples of right actions. Note that a right action is always something you have total control over. Dating. Right action. Talk to one person, ask for their phone number, or make better eye contact. Right result, but wrong focus. Have a great conversation, get the person's phone number, or try to get them to like you. Cold call. Right action. Learn the script and practice accordingly. Pick up the phone and call a number. Right result, but wrong focus. Make a sale. Diet and exercise. Right action. Select a diet plan and stick to it. Exercise regularly. Right result, but wrong focus. Lose weight. Exercise. Identify the right action. Look at the goals you want to accomplish in various areas of your life. Identify the right actions for each of them. What are the few most effective things you can keep doing repeatedly to help you build momentum over time and eventually achieve your goals?